How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7.
800-814-5035. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Good weekend to you. Happy Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the Garden America Radio Show on Biz Talk Radio. Thank you for making us part of your weekend here. Follow us on Facebook. And again, that number, it's good anytime throughout the entire weekend with us here at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825, where you can reach us, john@gardenamerica.com, with your questions and your comments. We are back together. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Good morning. John is here. I am here. That's a good start, at least. Better than having nobody here in a big empty studio. And that's not the case.
We're here
for 1 hour today. And, of course, on Sunday, we give you 2 hours of the Garden America Radio Show with a lot of exciting things on the horizon, which we're working on, which will keep you up to date. And that said, I'm going to toss it right back to my good friend, John Bagnasco.
You know, I really look forward to coming in here on the weekend.
You've said that many times. You know what? I actually believe you now.
Yeah.
At first, I thought you were placating me.
First of all, I look forward to seeing you because we don't see each other during the week.
We really don't.
We communicate.
Emails back and forth.
We don't see each other.
The occasional text and maybe a picture. That's about it. Did you lose your train of thought? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it went when you said the occasional picture. It just my mind went in all different directions. But I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
You'll send me pictures of your plants that are blooming in your yard and things like that.
Well, it's been hot. I've had to water a lot.
You know, by the way, would I be correct in saying that your lovely wife Dana is our new program director?
Yes, I think
is that
she...
the right title or is it a different title?
You know, it's interesting because she saw that yesterday and said program director. I'm not sure that exactly fits.
And yeah, I wasn't quite sure either.
I said, go with that right now.
I thought, you know, hey, if you're not getting paid, titles are worth something.
Yeah, she's a director of, she would be the director, I got to think about this, director of something. I'll figure it out. Program director's not quite right.
Yeah, I didn't think it was quite right, but it sounds important, doesn't it?
She does. Some of the work that she is doing for us would fall into the category of producer. Part of what she does is what a producer of a show does.
What would a program director do?
Well, a program director oversees the format of the show and makes decisions how the show is going to run based on certain goals and expectations.
So that's you.
Yeah, more or less. More or less, yes. More or less. Yeah, I would be the program director of this show.
So she's...
But I work for you technically based upon the way the company's set up.
But she does... sleep with the program director.
Yeah, she does.
So that's about as close as you can
about
get.
About as close as you can get. I'll think of a talk.
Well, anyway, she...
Yes. Welcome aboard, Dana. Welcome aboard.
She's very efficient in what she does. And her main job is going to be lining up the guests for the shows and all the coordination that needs to happen to bring these interesting guests each weekend to talk about gardening.
Right. So we'll figure out an official title. But yeah, for her first week, really getting on board and trying to organize everything and lining up our guest. And of course, today we've got one of our good friends, Ashton Ritchie, who is standing by. So we'll be talking with him.
Oh, great. Yeah. He was supposed to be here last week.
Recovering.
Yeah, I had an emergency operation. I can't believe he's ready to go the next
he's
week.
He's tough. You know, he comes.
Oh, he is a trooper.
He comes from good stock. No doubt
yeah,
about that.
I'm looking forward. You know, Ashton's one of my favorite people.
He is. Love
yours,
Ashton.
Too, I believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we've got a, you know, this whole weekend's going to be good. I think the theme for this weekend is going to be, you know, what do you do during the summer? You know, is it time to start preparing for fall? Do we start cleaning up after spring? Do we take a rest? What do we do?
Well, you know what? Depending upon what you're planting or what you want to plant in the fall, I would say August, September would be good months to start preparing for fall. Am I off base or is that pretty close?
Yeah, and it depends what the...
What it is you're going to be planting.
Exactly, because...
Cool season
August
tomatoes.
August is the month to be planting bearded iris.
Right, cool season tomatoes, September, right, maybe?
Well, depending on what part of the country you're in.
Right.
That's true. In Southern California, you would have to plant those starting in August.
I think the basis of the conversation is you don't necessarily wait until fall for fall planting, fall planning or planting. You begin earlier, right toward the end of summer.
And then there's all kinds of things that happen during the summer that put our plants in stress. You've got environmental stresses. You've got insect and disease pressures. A lot of things can get away from you in the garden if you don't take care of them when you first see them. You know, ants this time of year, wow, when it's hot, they just start going everywhere.
You know what? I shouldn't say this because I'm going to say it anyway. Haven't seen any ants. I have not seen any ants, and I'm on the lookout for them. And now watch, I'll go home and they'll be all over the place.
If you got that laser surgery, you'd see them.
Yeah, I'm on the lookout for them, especially because we have a bird feeder. And we also have a humming. Well, the hummingbird feed them more than anything else, because if they get any whiff of that sticky stuff, they're all over the place. So haven't seen any yet. Haven't seen any in the house. Haven't seen any looking for water. And I do keep my my trays under my plants. I do keep those emptied out once I water.
You know, I got some Salvia greggii. I don't know if I gave you and Sharon any. I don't think I did. I may have. But I planted just five of them right along the driveway in a little narrow area, and the hummingbirds love those. They're there all the time. I stopped feeding the hummingbirds.
You don't need to because you have all the natural stuff for them.
Yeah, they really do like that. We in San Diego have been having a lot of really hot, humid weather.
We're uncharacteristic for this part of the country.
We're normally dry, but like we mentioned last week, the tropicals take off this time of year. The hibiscus, the bougainvillea, plumeria.
Oh, they love it.
They just start growing like crazy. In other parts of the South, and even in the Midwest, a lot of the houseplants, you know, are tropicals. And if you live in Michigan or Ohio and you put those outdoors in the summer, they go crazy because not only is it warm, they have the humidity. And usually in California, we get warm in the summer, but it's really dry.
Sure.
And they don't like that.
Yeah, this is an arid desert, technically.
That's true.
So the humidity is something that we've experienced more and more of, and it does play havoc with a lot of the plant material that's not used to it. But again, hey, when all else fails, just keep watering. Just keep things moist. Keep it watered. I did it, three times this week, and normally I water once a week.
I think I had to water daily.
Yeah, you're a little hotter where you are.
Oh, yeah, it got really hot. Yeah. I think we had one day that was 100 last week.
Yeah, so.
Did you see that in the newsletter we're offering the Smith Red Valencia Orange?
Yes, and that's something we've talked about the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, great story behind that. Valencia, there's a group of oranges called blood oranges.
Right.
Because the juice is red. And what do they call them in Italy? Sanguigna? Sanguigna?
Not sangria, that's wine.
No, sanguigna or something like that. Anyway, the blood oranges are really popular in some of the Mediterranean countries. And do you remember we were in Italy when we were in Lake Como, the oranges that were out in the morning?
Yes.
That we mistook for pink
grapefruits. We thought they were grapefruits.
Yeah. But they tasted really good.
Yeah.
Well, those were blood oranges. But the Smith Red is a Valencia orange, which is a regular juice orange. And so it's going to taste, you know, just like a Valencia. But it was a mutation that occurred at the home of Merlene Smith. And it was funny because this one branch came out and had this fruit on it. And Merlene contacted the Department of Agriculture because she thought her neighbor was poisoning her citrus.
Oh, boy.
They said, no, that's just natural. So if you know, some areas of the country, or I should say the state, don't do well with blood oranges because it doesn't get warm enough. But with the Valencia, you don't have that problem. And the color, again, is just spectacular. So you can go to gardenamerica.com if you don't get our newsletter and read more about the citrus we offer. But we do have those available for shipping now. And it is one of the citrus that's more difficult to get. So check out your local garden centers. But if they don't have them, then you're more than welcome to order from our website.
We have a lot of things that are hard to get or hard to come by. So remember that, gardenamerica.com. John, the quote of the week, we've got about a minute to go until our first break, and then we're going to bring on the phone Ashton Ritchie, our guest today, John. So today's quote is, again, it's a rather long one, but a good one.
Well, you know, the two political conventions we just went through got me thinking to my days as a protest back in the 70s.
Attaboy.
And this is from Rachel Carson. And she said, why should we tolerate a diet of weak poisons, a home in insipid surroundings, a circle of acquaintances who are not quite our enemies, the noise of motors with just enough relief to prevent insanity? Who would want to live in a world which is just not quite fatal?
You like Rachel Carson a lot.
I do. She's a hero of mine.
16 minutes after the hour, going to take a break, coming back with a good friend. And a guy that you're going to want to listen to very carefully, Ashton Ritchie, is going to be here. Again, 855-424-9825, questions, comments, or john@gardenamerica.com. We're going to step aside, coming right back on your Saturday morning.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix and pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Minutes after the hour on your Saturday morning here. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Brian Main. He's John Begnasco. It is Garden America, heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, 855-424-9825. Any questions or comments? And again, that's John at GardenAmerica.com. And I'm going to give John the opportunity to introduce a very good friend of ours and somebody who is very special to us, John.
You know, Ashton Ritchie has a long history in the gardening industry.
History in the industry.
I was thinking, Ag advisor? I'll let Ashton tell us. But we've known him from his long association with the Scotts Company, Scotts Fertilizer Company.
Absolutely.
And as we went back there for seminars, was always great to reminisce with Ashton and to see him and to talk gardening anytime with him. Ashton, welcome to the show.
It's great to talk to John and Brian, two of my good friends.
You know what? You are so special, and thank you so much for your patience. I know we got you on top of the hour. You got a chance to listen to our monologue, and I know that last week you had some emergency surgery. You're back, and I hope you're feeling better, my friend.
Yeah, I'm down one gallbladder, so life is good.
Don't you only have one gallbladder?
How many do we have to begin with?
I think we only have.
Maybe life's not good. You mean I don't have a gallbladder anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's the kidney that you have, too. Okay.
There you go. That's right. One liver. Yeah, one liver.
You know what? You've got a lot of stuff in there you don't really need, Ashton.
Yeah, and I found out I don't need that gallbladder. Last Saturday, I think he would have had to take me out back and shoot me. But by Sunday morning, they had that thing yanked out. And
wow.
I was home Monday night because they do it that way nowadays. They don't have to do the big old cut. They can do four little cuts.
It's amazing. Wow.
But
it's
enough
amazing.
About that.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little squeamish here.
That's not why we brought you aboard today, is it, John?
No, why did we bring you aboard, Ashton? I had a note that you have were working on a big project in Atlanta. And maybe you could tell us about that.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I get passionate. I get exciting every time I see kids gardening. And this particular garden in Atlanta was for kids that were basically homeless, teenagers, homeless and at risk. And they're in this place called the Covenant House, where they were one of the recipients of the of the Scotts Miracle-Gro 1000 gardening program. And as a result of that, they were able to expand their greenhouse and their gardening ability. And some of the things that these kids were doing was they're growing vegetable plants in their greenhouse and supplying other community gardens within the Atlanta area with the vegetable plants so that you know, more families can be fed and they can move from a food desert to having fresh and healthy vegetables growing near their homes. And this is a big deal. And Scotts Miracle-Gro has been involved in this over the years, as many other companies have been involved. And the focus on Scotts was as we were approaching our 150th anniversary, which is just a couple of years away, 1868, and I was not at Scotts in 1868 when they started, but back when they started then, the idea is to help 1,000 community gardens do a better job or have the resources they need to expand before that 150th anniversary, and we're up to over 800 right now, and this one was one of them. It was just fun to watch the kids, and they were learning entrepreneur skills, they're learning gardening skills. It was pretty cool.
You know, I've always felt that it's really important to get kids involved, you know, because
and get them early.
Yeah, because that's going to shape their entire future. But people of any age, if they garden, to me, it gives somebody a sense of accomplishment. You know, if you always hear about, you know, feed a man for a day, you know, give him a fish, feed
right.
him for a life, teach him to fish. It's the same thing with gardening. Somebody puts food on your plate, you'll eat it. But if you can learn how to grow your own food and you've put effort into it, it feels like you've done something.
Well, let me give you just
a
small
example. Everybody needs some kind of goal for their life, some to feel like you're worth something.
A small example, and you'll appreciate this, Ashton, is I have a small patio, and when I grow tomatoes, just the going out there picking a tomato and cutting it up and putting it in salad, you feel like, well, I grew that and we just ate that, and you feel so good, and it's just one simple little tomato plant.
And I'm so appreciative of what my parents and grandparents taught me. At the time, I thought it was forced labor when you're out there in the garden and you're pulling the weeds out, and you know, when you're working that, you're picking green beans on a row that is so long that by the time you get to the end of the row, you need to start all over again because they've grown again. But that was, now I'm so appreciative of all those skills that I learned. So if you can take your grandkids, take your kids, and just have them see the joy of just planting something. And today, and you go in the garden center, there's so many options for great plants that are so easy to just kind of, you know, walk through and look at the veggies and pick something out. It's not like you have to plant a big garden. You can do containers on your deck.
Right.
If you go to my blog, and if you just do a search, Ashton Ritchie blog, you can see one of the recent blogs was about the deck planters, the self-ordering planters I have. And if you look at some of the pictures, you might think that the butternut winter squash, even though I thought it was bush, is going to be creeping into the bedroom off the deck here pretty soon. But it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, the padrone peppers we were growing, the tomatoes, the cucumbers, the, you know, we get three seasons of harvest off those deck planters. It's pretty cool.
And for our listeners out there, if you do get our newsletter, if you look under the description of today's guest, Ashton Ritchie, you'll see tips from Ashton Ritchie, and it's a link to your blog. So anyone who has the newsletter that might be driving and didn't get a chance to write down what Ashton was talking about, if when you get home, if you just go to the newsletter, the link will take you right to his blog.
Well, thanks for that. You guys are all right. You know, to put
we know how to promote. We know how to promote it.
The other thing that Brian brought up the topic, but the I thought maybe we could get, and you elaborated a little bit on it, and we're going to take a break in a minute here, but when we come back, I thought we might maybe go into some types of vegetables that people can grow in containers this time of year, or maybe start relatively soon as we're going into the fall months, and then maybe also some ways of working vegetables into the landscape, because that's become really popular right now. You know, vegetables that that actually look good in the landscape, but then
you can also eat them.
You can also eat them, not just taking up space.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay with us more with Ashton Ritchie, and if you have any questions for our good friend Ashton, give us a call toll-free from wherever you are at 855-424-9825. Once again, that's 855-424-9825 here on BizTalk Radio, or John@GardenAmerica.com. It is John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Going to step aside, coming right back on your Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Garden America Radio Show.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-423-3054 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-423-3054. 1-800-423-3054. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-423-3054.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-275-0767, 1-800-275-0767. Again, that's 1-800-275-0767. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation insulation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Minutes after the hour, Saturday morning. Thank you so much for being right there with us. You're tuned in to the Garden America Radio Show. Follow us on Facebook. Give us a call. Whatever's on your mind, questions, comments at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. We are with our good friend Ashton Ritchie. John, who is always full of great information, also recovering, so we're being very kind to him. Not that we're not always kind, but he's a trooper to get up and be on the show with us.
I don't know. I usually get a little bit of pleasure out of needling him, but you're right. We need to let him recuperate before we go at him again. Hey, Ashton, I was wondering, as I fumbled through your introduction, you used to be an ag advisor for, was it somewhere in Ohio or where was it?
I was a county extension agent in Virginia.
Virginia, so okay, that's what it was. Yeah, now I remember.
But okay. And then I went to work for the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company back in 73 out in California and did retailer training all areas west of Denver, then back to Ohio and spent some time in the UK, and now we live in Atlanta.
I remember you doing a lot of the Scotts television commercials too.
Yeah, I did those and did some radio commercials. I was pretty fortunate to have a career at Scotts that went from the technical retailer training, all of that sort of stuff, to getting some opportunity within marketing and now being retired and still doing some blogging and talking to my friends on the radio. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well,
living
what
the
about
dream, my friend?
Yeah, really.
What about some of the ideas, the topic we talked about just going into the break was maybe about working some vegetables into containers or into the landscape.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of folks think, I need to have a dedicated vegetable garden. I'm only going to plant vegetables in this area. This is my vegetable garden. That's going to be it. But, what we find is that a lot of these vegetables are really nice to look at. And so if you want to tuck in some of these beautiful lettuces, some of the kale, some of the other kinds of salad greens, Swiss chard, those kinds of things. Some of them are really quite nice, just tucking them in amongst your plants. I remember we had some neighbors ask us, they said, what is this green plant that you've got growing along here, this border? It's absolutely beautiful. What is that? And we told them, well, that's spinach. And they went, what? And I said, yeah, and I showed them how if you just go in each night that you're doing your salad and just cut off individual leaves from each plant, then the plant produces more leaves because of you're making the cut. And as a result, you're not harvesting the whole plant to eat the spinach or eat the lettuce or eat the kale. You're cutting off individual leaves and extending the growth. And obviously, it's going to look a little bad towards the end. You just pull it out. And, tomatoes is another good thing, or peppers. There's a lot of pepper plants that are very attractive. Peppers are a lot of different colors nowadays, and you can just tuck them right into your landscape. And then the third thing that I think folks sometimes miss the opportunity is some of the small fruits. We have a fig bush that every morning you go out there at a certain time of the year and you get the figs off, and it's just right from the fig plant to your mouth. And it's like nothing like it. It's like being in heaven, and it doesn't have to take up a whole lot of room. And I think that you folks offer some plants that fit in within that that idea at Garden America. You know, you have some of the small fruits and some of
right.
the citrus that would work out very nicely.
Well, and then also on the cosmic kale, which is a perennial kale, if you live in zones 6 or higher, it has the variegation to the leaves. And I noticed that Chanticleer Gardens up in Pennsylvania, I was looking at one of their blogs, and I saw a lot of combination planters that they had done, and I went by kind of quick, and then I started looking, and I thought, wow, they've used a lot of cosmic kale in there. And just like you say, you can harvest the outer leaves, you've got the appearance that, I guess you could say that it tastes as good as it looks, Brian.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would go along with that, absolutely.
Yeah. So you no longer have to think you got to have, okay, I got to have this 10 by 20 vegetable garden, which is still nice.
Right.
But the dilemma you get into there is if you say you want to plant tomatoes each year and you start to think, okay, I ought to really rotate those into a new planting mm-hmm. area because, you know, tomatoes don't do well planted in the same spot every year. So how do you do that in a small garden like that? Maybe you shift over to a container and grow a tomato in a container,
right.
or maybe you shift to another part of the landscape and drop a tomato plant in. And I think also it confuses the insects when all the plants aren't, like, growing together in a row. And if they are scattered around other plants, then sometimes insects have a hard time finding, you know, the vegetable that they might be looking for.
Well, that's absolutely true, and it's not only vegetables. You know, one of my passions is, of course, roses, and I don't plant rose gardens in the old traditional way anymore. I've got daylilies mixed with my roses and other flowers and things like that. So if you can do it with roses, you can also do it with vegetables. I really like the idea of the multicolored peppers, too, because there's gold bell peppers, yellow bell, red bell, purple bell, chocolate bell. And mixing those into the landscape with maybe some bright light Swiss chard, which has got all those fantastic colors to it, it can really brighten up the landscape.
And I think if you go into a garden center now, compared to, you know, roll the clock back 20 years, they recognize the fact that edibles in the landscape are important. So they will give you ideas. They'll give you pre-planted planters where you have a mix of vegetables, or they'll have plants that give you more of a range of selection than they used to. So, you know, I think that it's exciting being a gardener now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I think
absolutely.
So. There's so much work being done. You know, we were at Cultivate this year in Columbus, and one of the items that we offered that drew the most attention was our new tomato called 42 Days. And as you would imagine, it's called 42 Days because it's ripe 42 days after you plant it, you're picking and eating tomatoes.
Wow.
And a lot of the comments were, you know, that sounds like radishes. You know, I put in a radish seed, and that's about, you know, like 30 to 40 days is when I'm picking radishes, and now you have a tomato that does the same thing. So there's all kinds of neat work being done in vegetable breeding. And to make the vegetables more adaptable, like you're saying.
The only other advice that I like to give folks is you know, when you're planting, if you're planting in containers, don't use the same worn-out soil year after year. Replace it with some new potting mix, because you'll find that the soil is so full of roots that you need to freshen it up some, either with a totally new soil each year, and maybe then you replant like three successive plantings through the season to take you through the seasons, three or four, but then just start all over again with new soil each year. I think that's always a good idea. And then if you are feeding your plants, look at the directions, because plant foods give different ways of releasing the nutrition to the plants. And some of them will tell you that they will feed for a couple of weeks. Some of them will feed for a couple of months. Some of them will feed for 6 months. And you just have to look so that you're not putting that plant food down too much, or underdoing it, not putting it down enough.
And you don't want to throw away that old soil either. You can just add it to your compost pile.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It makes a big addition to your compost pile. So it's not like you're wasting it. But if you start with fresh soil, it makes a big difference. Or at least mix some fresh soil in with the planter that you have.
You know, before we let you go, Ashton, I don't want to wear you out because I know that you do need to recuperate. But we do have a question for you from a listener. And it says that they've been in Southern Oregon for 3 weeks right now, so they haven't been keeping up with the show because they don't have an internet. But they had a question. They said that, and we're going to have to take a break, so when we come back, you can answer the question, and then we'll let you go. But it says gardeners are becoming more and more aware of how to develop and maintain the soil. However, does the type of garden require different techniques and products to keep the garden healthy? For example, do vegetable gardens require more attention with added compost than, say, a rose garden? And I think we've covered that a little bit, but maybe as soon as we come back from the break, we can address that specific question.
We will do that as we continue and wrap things up with Ashton Ritchie. One more segment to go at 45 minutes after the hour. Just like that, an email or a phone call at 1-855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. And again, that's John at GardenAmerica.com. As we step aside, coming right back here, your Saturday morning with the Garden America Radio Show. Stay with us.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
That's 800-685-0129.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And just like that, it is our final segment on this Saturday morning, 51 minutes after the hour. Line's still open, of course, at 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com as we wrap up a great conversation with our good friend Ashton Ritchie. John?
Yeah, we're just finishing up with Ashton. And prior to the break, we were posing a question to Ashton from one of our listeners who said, does the type of garden require different techniques and products to keep the garden healthy? For example, do vegetable gardens require more attention with added compost than, say, a rose garden? And did you have a comment on that question, Ashton?
I would say that no matter what you're growing, if you're starting with a soil that's totally sand, like a sandy soil, or a soil that's totally clay, then you will be able to improve that soil by adding organic matter to it. And the rule of thumb is if you can add like one-third of the total volume back with a good compost from your own compost pile that you've worked to build, or bagged compost from a facility that is composting local materials, then that's a good thing. And you know, a couple of inches mixed in with the top 4 inches gives you one-third, and I think you can improve any soil, but especially the sandier soils, especially the heavy clay soils, and you can find all that within California, depending upon where you are, or you know, throughout the U.S. And I like to add some fresh compost mixed in every time I plant. So anytime I plant my vegetables in the ground, I like to I have my own compost pile, but I'm also getting some bagged compost. And if you're adding soil into your garden, then I use something that says garden soil rather than potting mix. The potting mix is for the containers, and the garden soil is to mix into the native soil.
Yeah, and the soil bacteria, the living organisms that are in the soil, feed on that compost. They actually consume it. So it's not a one-time addition. Like you say, every time you plant or every season, more should be added to the soil to keep it healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I also like the native soil has so much going for it. Even if it's, even if people say I got bad soil, there's still good stuff there. So I'm a, you know, if I've got some soil, native soil, I just like to improve it by adding the compost rather than going with bagged compost.
Right, right. I don't know if we have soil in California. I think we just have dirt.
Well, I remember the Colucci days down there in the San Diego County, and when I saw them planting plant material starting out with a jackhammer, I thought, well, you know, this is not what I'm used to back in Virginia where I was raised.
That's absolutely true. Ashton, thanks so much for being on our show.
Right. We do appreciate
it.
Yeah,
we our best wishes for your continued recovery.
I'm in good shape now. I'm in good shape now, and I appreciate you having me on and be willing to reschedule. I wouldn't have been much of a guest last Sunday.
Well, I heard the only reason you didn't come on last Sunday was because they didn't cell phone connection in the ambulance wasn't working that well. Otherwise, knowing you, you would have been on.
That's great. Ashton, thank you so much. Good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you guys are great. Good gardening this weekend.
Yeah, you betcha. We'll stay in touch. All right. You know, you mentioned watching his national commercials. I remember that as well before I met him. And when you said we're going to be seeing Ashton Ritchie, you know, a few years ago, I said, the same Ashton Ritchie that does the Scotts commercials? You go, yeah, him. So that's, you know, that's where he made his mark in my life.
You know, I don't mean this is a knock on the Scotts Fertilizer Company, so I hope that they don't take it this way. But when I watched those commercials with Ashton, I trusted him.
Oh, absolutely.
But
yeah.
This Scotty guy that they had a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Yeah. It's like.
Well, it was a character. Yeah, yeah. There's a difference between.
It was like Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, exactly. The difference between a character and somebody that you really trust who actually worked for the Scotts Company. So, I would have to agree there. 855-424-9825 here with just a very few minutes to go until we wrap things up on this Saturday morning.
I have an email here, Brian.
Love the emails and love it when you read them, John. Go right ahead.
This is from Melinda in Valley Center. She says, at last, I could never find your show or forgot to check. Yeah, I think it's probably the forgot to check. She says, I still have to check to see if you're on Sunday. The website says you now are. Is it just you and Brian now? It's been so long, I have to catch up. Take care.
And that is from?
It's from Linda in Valley Center.
Okay.
We are on Sunday. We're on both Saturday and Sunday, but we are not on a San Diego station.
A terrestrial station.
But you can always listen to an aquatic station?
No, terrestrial.
I know. I was thinking, if we're not on terrestrial, are we on aquatic?
You can pick up our streaming, and I would suggest KPAY seems to be very consistent with our show. And you can also go to our website, gardenamerica.com, and click Listen Live, and then go to BizTalk Radio as well. So there are some choices on Sunday, as you mentioned, John, 2 hours.
And the shows are archived for at least a month, so you can always go back to a show that you missed. And we always suggest that you sign up for our newsletter, which is free. Comes out every Friday, and it gives you a lineup of who the guests are for the weekend and a little bit about them. So if you are busy that weekend and you want to go back and catch a particular guest, you'll know when to do that. And to do that, all you have to do is go to gardenamerica.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, Brian, it says sign up for newsletter.
You click it.
You click it, and you put in your email address.
That's
your
all.
Email address.
Yep.
And
we don't sell anything. We're not going to give your email away.
Oh, we sell stuff,
anything
but
like
we don't sell
you,
your
you sound
email
like
addresses.
Me now when I used to joke around like that.
I'm not joking. I just meant we sell things
we do
on
sell.
Our
oh,
website.
We do. Oh, if you haven't been to the website, you're in for a treat.
You know what I haven't taken down yet is sign up for our Cuba trip, and we are sold out.
It's sold out, yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure that that's too late. And it won't be long before we need to put the details up for our next trip.
That is correct. That's going to do it. We have less than a minute to go. Thank you so much. John, any parting words here on this Saturday?
No, we'll be back tomorrow to talk 2 hours of gardening with you, so please join us then. And I guess just have a great gardening weekend. What do you think?
I think so, too. That said, we are going to say goodbye until tomorrow. Remember, we're back on again 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern time zone every Saturday and Sunday. And again, tomorrow being Sunday means 2 hours. For the entire crew, I want to thank our director and studio coordinator, David, doing a great job. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.